Thank you, Durwood. Now that you and Gary have delighted the listeners, Rosie and I will do our very best to keep their spirits on the same high level.
Oh, you're going to sing a song for us.
Nope. You.
Oh.
When you see a field where grass is blue and everything looks good to you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. Where a million sunbeams lights your way, come on, stranger, won't you stay? You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. When the shadows creep, you can go to sleep on a carpet of moonbeams. You can dream your dreams 'neath the blanket of gleaming stars. If you wake at dawn mid glistening dew and find old Dixie kissing you, you're in Kentucky, sure as you're born. You're in Kentucky, sure as you're born.
Appliances these days is that they should do two or three jobs.
That's because appliances, no matter how small, take up valuable space, so the thing to do is see that they have more than one function.
Yes, ladies, are your appliances applying themselves now, are they?
Are your gadgets laying down on the job?
Well, actually, there's a vacuum cleaner now that scrubs and dries hard-surfaced floors, which makes two jobs for this particular cleaner.
That's right, a vacuum cleaner and a floor polisher.
And there's a steam-dry travel iron out that works both on alternating and direct current.
Oh, the ladies are going to love that. An iron that works on AC or DC. Terrific, just out of this world.
What are you carrying on so about AC and DC? What's so big about that?
I would like to see you do it, is what I would
I wonder what current I do run. I think I'm alternating, I'm sure. That's AC or DC. Yeah. I don't know, I'll figure it out.
Oh, say, here's a three-for-one gadget. It's a new sharpener. It sharpens scissors, knives, and pencils.
There's a sharpener that's sharp, very alert, most versatile.
You know what we ought to do to commemorate this wonderful step forward in Gadgetville, Rosemary? Why don't you and I combine, do the work of one person now?
Sort of a step backward in the march of progress?
Yeah, I was thinking we ought to sing a duet.
Well, to be in style, Bing, you and I should actually sing four or five songs simultaneously.
Don't you think that it would kind of confuse Mr. Cole? Mr. Buddy Cole over there? Not to mention the dilemma that would sweep through the ranks of the musicians.
Well, Les Paul and Murray Ford could do it.
Oh, true, and they cut the lawn at the same time. But for now, a two-on-one song in the old-fashioned, time-wasting, dated, inefficient way.
You'd be so nice to come home to.
You'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby.
You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter,
under an August moon. darling, above. You'd be so nice.
You'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice.
You'd be paradise to come home to and love. There's
no business like show business.
Except when you're suffering from cold miseries.
Oh, and then performing can be torture.
That's why so many of us in show business insist on fast relief from cold discomforts.
And here's a way to get it. Listen.
Movie stars can't let cold and sinus congestion spoil their performance. So what do? Listen to Rod Cameron's answer.
When my head gets stopped up from cold and sinus trouble, I take the new medicine for those miseries. New four-way cold tablets. Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Then you feel better fast.
Tests show four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet. In minutes, four-way speeds pain-relieving medicine all through your body. In the same time, no trace with other brands. Only four-way starts so fast to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. And four-way drains sinus congestion to restore free breathing, too. Right, Rod Cameron?
It sure is. With four-way, I start to feel better right away.
To relieve cold miseries while you drain sinus congestion, get new four-way. Fastest acting of all the leading cold and sinus tablets. New improved formula, same familiar package. Only 39 cents.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart. And I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey. Without thinking twice, I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey. Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid it was mine. It happened in Monterey. Without thinking twice, I left her, threw away the key to paradise, my indiscreet heart. senorita, the lovely senorita that I left in old Monterey.
I was down at one of those beatnik places last night, Bing, and got a great idea.
Don't tell me you're going to raise a beard.
Well, no, hardly, but I heard him read poetry and decided to tell the shoe repair story in rhyme. Here I go. If you're run down at heel or sole, there's someone who can make them whole. Sing praises for the craftsman true, the man who turns old shoes to new.
Shakespeare will never recover from this blow.
I'm afraid I'll have to agree with Rosie, Ken. I'd just prefer the old-fashioned way.
You mean tell him straight out that the shoe repairer with his modern equipment and years of know-how could make a family's budget stretch further? Why, that's not hep, man.
No, it's not hep to discard shoes with lots of wear left. As a matter of fact, it's downright wasteful.
Well, especially when it's so easy to find a shoe repairer who gives you quality products and first-class service at budget prices. All you got to do is look for the famous cat's paw sign in the window.
Outstanding products like cat's paw twin grip soft resilient heels and soles. And lighter than leather, lighter than rubber, microlite soles by cat's paw guarantee you the best underfoot.
What these squares are trying to say, cats, is for shoes that look and feel divine, play it cool at the cat's paw sign.
Translation, folks, visit your shoe repairer who displays the famous cat's paw cat. Add many miles of walking comfort to your shoes. Economically.
Be sure to ask for Cat's Paw products by name. And look for Cat's Paw on new shoes, too.
I've got a suspicion, a sad premonition, that I'm losing control. It's kind of exciting. Your arms are inviting, and I'm losing control. Goodbye to the vows I took, 'cause I'm rewriting the book, and the feelings I have suppressed are a nest of wild emotion crash. There go my senses, smash. No more defenses, for love is taken its toll, and I'm losing control.
Rosie, you got that limerick look in your eye today. Could it be you have a good one ready?
You mean a Sara Lee limerick, of course?
Naturally.
Well, that I have, and here it is. A miss named Janie McBook, when picnicking always took, a basket of cakes, the one Sara Lee bakes. Not a minute she spent as a cook.
Well, you mean McBook discovered Sara Lee does all the work with desserts all baked and ready to serve. Well, I must say she's a smart gal, McBook.
Of course she is, Bing. There are none better than Sara Lee, so why bother to bake?
None better indeed, especially Sara Lee chocolate cake and those chocolate brownies. What flavor?
They're both made with imported Dutch chocolate, you know.
Oh, well, that explains it then, Rosie. They're made with the kind of chocolate of which there's none more chocolatey. It's a mighty good reason for saying...
For singing, Bing, for singing.
Merrily, merrily, only Sara Lee tastes so good.
This is the theme song from David Selznick's epic motion picture, Gone with the Wind.
My own true love, my own true love, at last I've found you, my own true love, no lips but yours, no arms but yours, will ever lead me through heaven's doors. I roam the earth in search of this, and I knew I'd know you by your kiss. You've shown true love. I'm yours forever, my own true love.
Practically everything we had on the boards for today, but we're going to be back tomorrow loaded. Just loaded. See you then.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.